back to those ward duties again. So if you're going on for the morning shift, what's the routine as a trainee nurse
the first year? Oh, well, the thing is that, well, throughout the whole 3 years, really, was that you had a little card on your door in the nurse's home, and you had to turn up to AM shift so that the night, the home sister would 10 to 6, dong on your door, wait, make sure you're awake. And, I mean, the thing is that when you're in the nurse's home, you can hear her at the other end of the building because she's got such a loud knock and you know that she's coming. So you're wide awake before she gets to your door. And so, and if you forgot to change it and put on that you're on afternoon, she'd wake up and think, oh, heck, I forgot to change the thing. So you made sure that if you're on morning shift, you had this. And you knew that you had to be down in the dining room from 6:30 onwards, out of the dining room by about 6:45 to make sure that you were over towards whatever ward you were going to, dressed, ready for the morning report at 5 to 7, whatever time. If you waited till 7 o'clock and they finished at 7:10, you knew you had to move to get everything done before the breakfast trolley arrived. Because if you were late to set up the breakfast trolley and make sure that when the staff nurse came to serve breakfast, you weren't ready, well, you know, she'd tell you off, you know, what's the matter with you? Why are you so slow and why don't you get things done? So as the junior nurse, there was a lot of pressure on you to make sure that you got everything done in the time, because it was all to do with time, you know, this time you had to make sure. And if you heard the meal trolley coming down, you made sure you were out of that sluice room, you'd set everything up. And you tended to do things multitask. As you're running down one way, and you had to sort of put that to one side to pick up on the way going somewhere else. Or after a while, you got quite canny as to how to keep up and how to make sure that safety was the issue, the top line, the middle line, the bottom line. And you had to make sure, and everything, safety, cleanliness, you know, you didn't do anything that was dirty, or you couldn't do anything like that, oh no. Because you'd been trained and taught the clean, the unclean, you know. All those things.